This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Spadil has been pushing the GameStop stock for the past, how long have you owned this stock?
About a month.
All right. GameStop, as you know, was in the news three weeks ago or so. Because GameStop had soared out of control. It got up to, what was the highest it ever got to? Like 400 and something dollars?
$420.
$420. Spadil jumped in around, what was it, 330 or something? He bought two shares. It's all the money in the world he has. He bought two shares for $330. Since he bought, it's plummeted. It got down as low as into like,
$40.
$40?
Yeah. Once it started going up, it went back down to 40 for a little bit.
But yesterday, and he's been preaching, hang on to it, hang on to it. It's going to go back.
What do you call it? Diamond fingers?
Diamond hands.
Diamond hands. To the moon. It's going to go to the moon. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday, it soared back.
Yeah, kinda it's up sorta. At $200 now.
It's up 104%.
Yeah, after pre-trading, it went up to $180 for a little bit.
Yeah, and what'd you buy that?
330.
Yeah. Well, that should work out well.
It's back down to 91.
Yeah.
Well, it's because their CEO resigned. And everybody was like, yay, he resigned. And so it got a nudge because of that. But you realize what you bought it at?
Yeah. 330.
Yeah. And what's it at?
200, basically.
Like,
no, what's the trading?
It's $91.
That's because that's what it closed at yesterday. The pre-trading, it went up. Once the market opens at 7:30, it should open at about $180.
It should?
Yeah.
What is that, your analysis?
Yeah, that's my professional Reddit GameStop analysis.
That's your broker tip. So Reddit told you that?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Spadil. Is your game plan just to get your money back?
At this point?
No, I'm going to the moon.
No. Listen, I really think that if it gets to 330, okay, if it gets to what you bought it at, it might be time to cash in, get off this roller coaster, move on to something else, something that may be a little bit more legit. Not that I'm one to speak for it, but I think if you can get back to close to getting your money back, I think you bail. I really do.
Of course he does.
No question.
I told him to bail when it got up to 225 and just take, just take it.
His speculation is that $330 for those two shares he has, that each share could go to over $1,000. He still banks on that.
The problem is the trading was all based on just hype and fakeness and Reddit and all that. If you have you ever been to a GameStop?
Yeah, I was at one yesterday.
Really?
Well, there's one right by my house in one of the shopping malls. Now, I didn't go in, but I went by there. It was completely empty.
That's what I'm saying.
Empty.
There's nothing to support these shares. Nothing. There's literally nothing. There's some property that they can sell. Maybe they can sell the storefront or something, but there's nothing to support this kind of money at all. And I think you know that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get in on this short squeeze thing.
The short squeeze is over.
It happened.
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh my God! Yes, it has.
It's gonna happen.
Okay.
If it can get to $800 by Friday, that it'll just like go up to the moon.
You don't sound confident.
Why don't you do what you always do? It'll go to the moon. I think. Yeah. I think it will.
I say you get to 330, man. You bail.
Yeah. No.
Just
kidding.
Anywhere close to it.
Oh my God.
And run with it and go somewhere else.
Diamond hands.
All right.
Bailing out at 3:30 is paper hands.
Stick to it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.